Did you ever play hide and seek when you were a kid? I remember playing this game at the kindergarten school I attended. A gutter downspout was home base, and the seeker would stand there with his face covered by his hands and count to 20 while everyone else ran and hid behind slides and other playground equipment. Hide and seek is a game that's been around for at least 2,000 years, and I can prove it to you. John chapter 6, verse 15 says, "Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain." Now remember what's happened in this passage. Jesus has fed over 5,000 people in a miraculous way. And the people recognized that this meant Jesus was the prophet, the Messiah, the chosen one sent from God to redeem the Jews. And they were about to scoop Jesus up on their shoulders and walk him straight into Jerusalem and set him on the throne. They wanted him to establish his reign and to expel the Roman occupying movement. But Jesus hides. Why would he do this? And what exactly do we learn from this passage? Well, we learn that Jesus does not operate according to man's timetable or man's agenda or man's ways, but instead, he operates according to his Father's plans. If the people would have done things their way, there would have been no cross, no atonement, no resurrection. And here's how this move by Jesus should lead us to love and trust him more. He knows what is best for us. Do you live this out in daily trust of him as you walk your life and as he leads and directs you? Or do you attempt to force your plan and agenda upon him? Well, he just won't have it that way. He is Lord and not you. And this may be why you can't sense his presence in your life. So confess that and trust his agenda. He knows exactly what he's doing, even when times seem dark, which is what we will discover tomorrow. But today, when you pray, please pray for Daisuke Okada and his family, our missionaries in Japan. And also remember the Armenian Life Word broadcast, heard in Armenia.